This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Terror attacks, assassination, legislators killed, school shootings, cold cases solved, new cases opened. 2025 in Crime from Odyssey.
In this segment, we cover the killing of Charlie Kirk.
Conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who's super popular with college kids, shot and killed at an event he was hosting at Utah Valley University.
Charlie Kirk was a firestorm in human form, one of the highest profile conservative activists and media personalities in the U.S., and he was a trusted ally of President Donald Trump. He was just 31 years old. He was married. He had two young kids. He said what some considered to be scandalous things, and then invited people to argue with him. He founded Turning Point, an organization created to bring conservative ideas to liberal colleges, and was just kicking off a speaking tour when he was killed. His last exchange was with a student who asked how many shootings are done by transgender people. Kirk answered, "Too many." Those who have seen the video online know what happened soon after. It looked like his neck exploded with a fountain of blood and he slumped over, the crowd going into a panic. Here's more from KDKA.
The governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, this is part of his statement just a few moments ago.
Our nation is broken. We've had political assassinations recently in Minnesota. We had an attempted assassination on the governor of Pennsylvania. And we had an attempted assassination on a presidential candidate and former president of the United States.
Our nation is broken. First, I want to go live to Utah Valley University. They call it UVU. Slade Jepson is a student there, and Tanner Ricks is a student at BYU, which is next door. And I know a lot of these kids because they're missionaries in Pittsburgh and they go back home to Utah or Idaho, and a lot of them go to BYU and they go to Utah Valley. And Tanner Ricks, you go to BYU, but there were quite a few BYU kids who went to the Charlie Kirk debate rally outdoor activity event today. So it was a mix of students from UVU, BYU, and I want to ask both of you, beginning with Slade, what is the campus like tonight? The students have to be traumatized, Slade.
I would describe the campus right now as very somber. Not all classes were canceled, of course, and it's really sad to see so many people show out at a campus and at an event to watch and, who knows, debate, talk about all these different things that we as a country in America can talk about because we have freedom to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And it's sad to see how much of it can just go south just like that. I would describe it as somber and shock. I feel like most people don't know how to react because this doesn't happen every day. This is something that should never happen. And I don't know, I feel like a lot of people are in shock. That's how I describe it.
And Utah police later confirmed that Tyler Robinson, 22 years old, had been booked into Utah County Jail and was believed to have acted alone. Here's the FBI announcement from Utah, carried live on WWJ News Radio in Detroit.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
In the wake of the assassination of Kirk, people are taking positions you might not have imagined. Essentially, philosophies on free speech are pushing people to sides where you wouldn't expect to find them.
Dr. James Noss, chair of the History Department at Oakland University, joins us with more.
Well, I mean, to a university, free speech is at the core of really what we do. You know, our mission, whatever university you're at, is or ought to be to pursue the truth. And that requires having sort of a what a lot of people would call a marketplace of ideas, which includes potentially offensive ones or offensive to some people. And we believe that by having those sort of pressed into each other, we ultimately get closer to the truth. So suppressing that in any way undermines the very values of what we do at a university, but then more broadly to society at large, you know, democracy depends on free speech to function. So it's chilling in all kinds of ways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Would he or wouldn't he? That was the question on the minds of many before Jimmy Kimmel took the late-night stage for his return after being suspended by ABC for a joke he made about the assassin of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Would he address the elephant in the room? Well, we got the answer when Kimmel took the stage with a pretty simple explanation. Kevin Parsnow isn't a late-night host. He's a professor. But he, too, knows what it's like to be targeted for his words following the Charlie Kirk assassination. Here's a discussion with the professor on WCCO in Minneapolis.
I'm not a late-night comedian or any kind of a famous celebrity, so it's really weird to have a congressman and his allies stalking me around social media just to score political points off me whenever I have a cranky outburst online. I mean, I guess it's something he can just fundraise off of whatever reasons he has. The university has not said anything about me having to be laid off or fired or anything like that, and I don't intend to do so. Yeah, sure, I was arguing about football online and politics got into the conversation. And yeah, I swore about NFL teams holding memorials to Charlie Kirk. I've been watching the NFL for 50 years, and I haven't seen any kind of memorial like that for anyone.
As the year came to a close, yet more violence made headlines. An anti-Semitic attack in Australia, a shooting at Brown University, and perhaps the most shocking, the brutal murder of beloved filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. Their son, Nick Reiner, has been arrested for the fatal stabbings. In an echo of the Kirk murder, reactions to this tragedy also came with nearly instant backlash.
The president of the United States said one of the country's most prominent movie directors had died from Trump derangement syndrome. Newell Normand is a Republican. He's the former sheriff of Jefferson Parish in New Orleans, who became known for calm and steady leadership during Katrina, a Republican from a red state.
And we have consistently heard about, you know, the inner circle of the Biden administration not being honest with the public about the capacity or lack thereof to handle the obligations and representation of the office of the presidency. I mean, so much so we've heard about this ad nauseum, right, by both the president and the folks of his inner circles, of his inner circle. But if Republicans, and more particularly the inner circle of the Trump administration, do not call out, in my view, the immature, insensitive, indefensible, and lack of character, coupled with the lack of emotional intelligence exhibited by President Trump's reaction and statement to the tragic deaths of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, I don't ever want to hear them talking about the Biden inner circle again. This Republican is done. I'm not going to read the president's comments because I'm going to tell you, quite frankly, they're not worthy of it, worthy of being repeated. They're ignorant, they're self-consumed, and they exhibit a complete lack of class. And it is obvious to me that money cannot buy class. Blatantly obvious. Meanwhile, we'll wait to hear from Republicans, many of whom I know, who would not in their wildest dream think of responding in a way even close to the classless way that the President of the United States did. I call out those friends. I call out those Republicans. You have an obligation to all citizens, but mostly Republicans, to speak up and demand an apology on behalf of this country. Because what he said is an embarrassment. I was no fan of Mr. Reiner's politically, but it doesn't matter. I don't wish a death on anyone. And my heart goes out to anyone. Why is that so hard?
Stay tuned for more on the year's biggest stories from this year-end On Deadline special from Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.